Rural Focus. Well, over the past couple of weeks across regional WA, we have been accompanied by the best yard and utility dogs around the country. The High Pro Australian Yard Dog Championship was held, and also the National Kelpie Field Trial Championship wrapped up in Kellerberrin yesterday. And a man with all the info and letting us know how it ended up at Kellerberrin yesterday, the president of the WA Yard Utility Dog Association, Rod Forsyth, joined us on the program this morning.
Good morning, Troy and listeners.
How did it all end up there at Kellerberrin?
We ended up on time and ended up with some very good finals. So we had a finalist of seven.
Yep.
And some very good trialing. And, the whole event went very well. The heat yesterday afternoon was a little bit much for some of the Eastern States dogs, but they still actually took off the trophy. So it's on to Victoria.
Wasn't too hot then for them.
No, plenty of water provided to give the dogs a bit of a cool down before they started and afterwards. But all in all, a really top trial.
How many did you have in the final there yesterday, mate?
We had seven.
Yeah, right.
Seven finalists. It's a requirement of the National Kelpie Council that we have six place getters.
Yep.
We normally have one extra dog, and there were seven. So Aya Doyle from Victoria with Whisper Snip won, and Nan Lloyd, a local from
Bethlehem.
Yes. One with Cumbark Lexi and Adrian Carpenter from Tasmania.
Okay.
One. So I'd just like to note, Troy, that it's the first ever that Aya Doyle, I don't know whether listeners remember, but he actually won the High Pro Australian Yard Dog Championship down at Bobrup last week.
Jeez, he's had a couple of good weeks then, mate.
He has done very well. Got a very nice little dog.
Yeah.
And so that dog has won the National Kelpie Field Trial and the Australian Yard Dog Championship in 1 year.
Yep. And he did it with the same dog?
The same little girl,
right. Fantastic. Yep. So well done there. What else happened at Kellerberrin, mate, that you can let our listeners know about?
Well, we had a novice event and in the Kelpie Field Trial, and a local Simon Leeming won that with Marion Vale Woody. That event was sponsored by High Pro, and Simon also won the Livestock and Land Australasian, which you have unregistered Kelpies and also Collies, and Simon also won that. So Simon had a good week as well.
Any other information from Kellerberrin?
I'd just like to really sincerely thank my committee, especially Karen Buller. She put in a heck of a lot of work over the last 6 months getting the High Pro Australian Yard Championship and the National Field Kelpie Trip going. A really big thank you to Gordon and Sarah and Curtis, just North Kellerberrin, who hosted the trial here. So, they opened up their farm. Gordon and Sarah do a lot of work for the West Australian Working Sheepdog crew in here. I really thank them. Another special thank you to Simon Wallace and Daniel O'Brien, who under trying circumstances with Telstra's pretty poor service out here as far as telecom go, they managed to get a live stream of the novice final and the open final. So if other people want to see that, they can see it on the West Australian Working Sheepdog Club site. So huge thank you to all those people. And thank you, Troy, for allowing us to push our case over your radio.
No, always nice to have you on, mate. And well done to everybody involved with the WA Working Sheepdog Association. Are there more events for the team here, mate?
Well, we've actually got a busy calendar this year. The West Australian Working Sheepdog Association. The next trial is on in Pingelly, who are a very good host for us as well. And that I think the finals of that are on the 5th of May. So that'll probably run from the 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th of May. So, and then nearly every fortnight after that, there'll be a dog trial somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So good luck to those people involved there. Now, unfortunately, mate, we just got to wait another 6 years to have the championships back again.
That's right. Yes. And I'm sure in the interim, there'll be West Australians travelling to Queensland and Victoria and Tasmania, etc., to show our good Kelpies and our good dogs over there as well.
Mate, congratulations to you and your team. And, what do you do now? Sort of get ready for other bits and pieces, I suppose.
Yes, I've got a few little things to catch up on, bit of shearing and stuff. Yep. But put my feet up for a couple of days and see if I can get rid of this flu, Troy.
All right, mate. Look after yourself. Job well done to you and the team there. And we look forward to chatting with you once again very soon.
Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, there he is, Rod Forsythe, the president of the WA Yard Utility Dog Association. Give us the updates on the happenings of the two wonderful championships that were held here in WA. The High Pro Australian Yard Dog Championship held at Mobrup, and of course the National Kelpie Field Trial Championship that wrapped up in Caliburn yesterday. Well done to everybody involved, and yeah, hopefully you got along and saw the best of the sheepdogs, not just from here in WA, but from right around Australia.